Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
It is 9:03 and the sun is out and shining bright, at least for today, before we get some snow tonight. The weather is brought to you this hour by the Recovery Centers of America. Sunny, 27 for a high today. Snow starting late tonight in through tomorrow morning, not accumulating much. However, Mail Weather Smoke Jeremy Reiner told us earlier this morning that the storm on Sunday is for real. And what did he say? The models are they're coagulating, or there was some term that he used, some meteorologist term, where it's all coming to fruition. It's all they're solidifying. Mm. The weather models have solidified, and it's going to be, it's a legit storm. It's not a ratings grab. It's not hashtag for the ratings.
Mm. Much like the Force, Greg, it surrounds you. It moves through you.
Yeah. Thankfully, I wouldn't know anything about the Force and whether it's with you or not with you. But anyway, Sunday looks like a storm, which is perfect as far as I'm concerned. Most people, I think, have Monday off, long weekend, and we got the game on Sunday night. So,
we're off Monday again.
Figure out where you want to be snowed in with the greatest football team ever on television. Make those plans early.
Do you think there will be a lot of Tinder activity on Saturday in preparation for the storm on
Probably,
Sunday?
Yeah.
Planning to get snowed in with, you know.
Yeah. Well, weren't there a whole bunch of Bombo Cyclone babies born, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, there were. Correct. Yeah.
Did anybody name their child Bombo Genesis or Bombo Bombo Cyclone?
That's a good name.
All right. Recovery Centers of America provides inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment services with locations in Danvers and Westminster. Recovery Centers of America will take your call 24 hours a day. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit recoverycentersofamerica.com. There is breaking breakfast news this morning.
Nice.
I'm listening.
I was just feasting on my delicious breakfast.
I see that.
Here in the studio. Mm-hmm. Very filling. Just one piece of whole wheat organic bread.
Yeah.
A little bit of nut butter. The Teddy all natural peanut butter and a sliced banana. Uh-huh. Speaking of bananas, on the WAAF Instagram, have you checked out Bananielle?
Mm-hmm. What?
You know. Yeah. Many of you were obsessed with ridiculing me when the photo that broke the internet appeared the other day, which was Greg the Egg. Now you can check out Bananielle, Danielle as a banana, on the WAAF Instagram.
Oh, so many possibilities with that picture.
Seriously, my mind's flying.
However, the breaking breakfast news this morning will I assume make many of you happy, and that is the announcement that Pop-Tarts cereal is back.
Yes.
People are very excited about this.
Oh my Lord.
Yes.
It was only around for 1 year, which I think was 1994, and then discontinued. Mm-hmm. Really good. When it comes to ranking cereals, I will forever put Captain Crunch peanut butter at the top of the list, and that drives Danielle crazy. But Pop-Tart cereal was delicious, only here for 1 year, and to bring you back, here's the commercial that you probably heard as a little tyke.
This is called Pop-Tart's Ode. I thought Pop-Tarts was really cool, but if you pour them in a bowl, they wouldn't fit. Del Kellogg's made cereal called Pop-Tart Crunch. I love to munch on them. They're like Pop-Tarts, only smaller, and you can pour milk on them. They're crunchy, and you can pour milk on them. Pop-Tart Crunch!
New Kellogg's Pop-Tarts Crunch Cereal, part of this complete breakfast. They're Pop-Tarts for your spoon.
Thank you.
Such a 90s commercial. Oh, yeah. Because you know, some advertising agency was like, grunge is all the rage. Right.
The kids are digging the grunge.
What can we do?
Yeah.
Get a Kurt Cobain lookalike in here.
And a flannel shirt.
There is tomorrow morning during the Millennial Olympics, there is a question and answer period in which I ask the millennials a question about a pop culture moment, and there is a cereal related one that will be asked tomorrow morning. It's not about the cereal, it's about who somebody is.
Okay.
All I'm going to.
All right.
It's not who, it's not was it's not which Navy was Captain Crunch in, LB, if you're wondering. It's not why was Captain Crunch never able to become an admiral? That is not the question.
That's a Navy secret.
This person says Cinnamon Toast Crunch all day, every day.
Yeah,
that's good too.
One.
That leaves the milk amazing.
Yeah.
The blue milk?
Yes, the blue milk. Have it with blue milk on Tatooine.
This person says Lucky Charms is goat and will forever be goat.
That's number two on my list.
I never liked Lucky Charms.
Why?
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan.
It's too sugary, believe it or not. That's me saying it.
What? Over Captain Crunch peanut butter?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Rice Krispies are awesome.
You got to eat them at lightning speed, though. They get soggy
You put bananas in them, put strawberries in them, put raspberries.
It soggy.
Put a steak in them.
Here's a great idea.
Good idea.
Here's a texter with a great idea. What about chicken in a biscuit cereal?
No.
Ooh.
Great.
And instead of milk, you use ranch dressing.
That's a pretty good idea.
I think that should be a steak in a sauce with crumpled up chicken in a biscuit as a topping.
Huh? Mm. What do you mean?
You know, like crispy
what's
mac
the
and
steak
cheese.
In the sauce part?
Well, it goes with the chicken in a biscuit. Chicken in a biscuit isn't sweet. Can't make a cereal out of that.
Well, of course you could. That's the whole, it's like a unique, marketing thing.
The Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the cinnamon powder comes off, it makes milk delicious. Chicken in a biscuit, the chicken powder comes off and just makes it weird.
Did you guys know that Captain Crunch died?
Hmm? No.
Yes, cereal killer. Bad joke.
That's awesome.
Bad joke. I got a million of them.
Awesome.
I got them.
27
years.
I got them.
I got a million of them.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, bud. That was good.
I have a million of them.
Nailed it.
All right. LB, are you ready for the sports?
Yes.
All right. It is 9:12 and time for this.
And now, LB.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Over at the Celtics, at the Garden, the Celtics stud Kyrie went nuts for 27 and 17, 18 assists, I should say, and all was well.
Kyrie, a bomb! Oh! Straight fire!
Yeah, want Toronto, 117-108. You leave the Garden, losers. First place team goes down in the Atlantic. Seas are getting it done. They end the three-game skid. Al Horford added 24-3. And the Sucky Grizzlies are in town tomorrow night. Celts, Jason Tatum sported his new Nike sneakers. America just never ceases to amaze me. Nike, you'll never have to bend over to tie your shoes anymore. You just go on the app on your iPhone and hit tie, I guess. I haven't checked it out, but I'm going to get Willa pair, and it ties your shoes automatically. The Bees were down in Philly. Not good.
Ivan Provorov. Philadelphia buzzing through center. Couturier for the fresh. Voracek, a shot. Scores!
Yeah, tough one for the Bruins. They're still trying to find their way. They had a 2-0 lead and then gave up 3 in an empty netter. Peter Cesarek had 2 tallies. That's 11 on the season. Pasta, number 27. He's going to the All-Star game, by the way.
He's on fire.
He's one of the best players in the league.
What an extraordinary player.
It's funny because everybody's forgetting about Bergie and Marsh. Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the best lines in the
movie. I always think you're saying Peter Scolari, and I'm having a terrible Tom Hanks bosom buddies flashback.
Really? The Blues are in town Thursday, and the Rangers, the Blue Shirts, Saturday at home. NFL Championship weekend, early 3:05, Rams Saints at the Superdome in the NFC title tilt, 6:40. It's the good guys, our Patriots, taking... Well, they're going to crush the Chiefs on CBS. Pat's looking for AFC title number 9. Mr. Dickerson, you can't get over the Spygate thing. Got the audio this morning.
And I'd say this to all the Boston fans, as I watch them on social media. They're after me. We want a rematch from in L.A. We want them back again because they cheated us. They cheated us. They know they cheated us.
Interesting.
Back in New Orleans. They watched our film, so we want some more of them.
Okay.
And you're going to get it. AFC Media yesterday. Patriots interviewed to a man. The cold means nothing. And I guess if you go back and look, I guess last year they played the Jets in New York. It was -8. So my new favorite, Pat David Andrews, who will, he's going sleeveless.
David, one of the parts of a cold weather game is sort of the mythos of seeing the big guys, the offensive linemen, going out with the bare sleeves in the face of the cold. Is that something you guys plan on doing this weekend?
Never worn sleeves a day in my life, so... I'm just going to put on what I put on and go out there and play.
Even if it's one out, guns out?
AFC Championship game. I don't really care what the temperature is, so I'm just fortunate to be here.
There you go.
I mean, I'm not sure that they're in the locker room saying one out, guns out, but that's, you know. I mean, I would assume that Bubs Edelman is in the short sleeves. We discussed that the other day.
Yeah.
And we'll be joined tomorrow morning by Chris Hogan of the New England Patriots for the Hillman Huddle at 7, and he will give us everything he got. How do you feel about that particular slogan this week? You happy with everything we got?
Yeah. Everything we got.
Do you like?
I'm already sick of it.
Do you like the weekly? Do you like the weekly slogans, or would you prefer a one season slogan,
a season slogan.
You like the full
consistency.
Season.
Because then you get a check every week. You don't know. You forget what the slogan is. It's like when the year changes, you're still writing 2018 on your checks.
Yeah. Well, it should be different in the playoffs, though. They should have one just for the playoffs, and that's perfect.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Weekly.
Yeah. All right. LB, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And now it is the news, and the news is brought to you this hour by...
Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Here's a text that says, Greg, what happened to your relationship with Bubs? Well documented. We've covered it. I still, you know, I hold no ill will toward the man, but he was there. He and I were there for each other when we needed each other. And unfortunately, he let a lot of things, a lot of the outside factors get in the way of our relationship.
So sad. Tragic, really.
It happens. I mean.
It's a sporting environment. One day you're here, the next day you're gone. You're just a piece of meat.
You become comfortable. Those of you who've been in a long-time relationship will relate to this. You sometimes take the other person for granted.
Yep.
And quite frankly, that's what happened. And I finally said, enough is enough. I took myself to lunch.
Oh.
And I said, you're better than this.
Oh my God.
You don't need to be treated like this any longer. So I hold no ill will toward him. And of course, I wish him the best. In this AFC Championship game on Sunday. Anyway, the news.
Also brought to you by the all-wheel drive 2019 Subaru Ascent, committed to keeping your loved ones safe on snowy roads. Love is now bigger than ever with three rows. Learn more about the largest Subaru yet at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Oh, can we stop this real quick? I know you want to get to the news. 978 text. Anyone who is worth anything has read into it and knows that Belichick and Brady are done this year. That's why they have chosen everything you've got. I don't think the playoff slogan indicates that Belichick and Brady are done.
Right. Yeah, that's how they roll.
I mean,
we're
going to
do a T-shirt campaign on the way out.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we discussed this the other day about Tom. I mean, I think certainly the Josh McDaniel stuff is makes one ponder why he is so willing to remain here and why he has said no interviews, you know, no more interviews, yeah. not talk to anybody. What has he been promised? What has he been given? And what is the timeline on that?
That's the only question is the timeline. He's the next head coach.
But do you think it's next season?
I think if they win.
If they win a Super Bowl, how about, I heard this theory the other day. How about Bill moves upstairs?
Well, that's happening.
I mean, he's the de facto GM anyway. Mm-hmm. What if he goes to just a GM-only role, part-time like your gig here?
Yeah.
And he... Oh,
beautiful.
And, a great gig.
And Josh Josh is the head coach.
Yeah,
Do you see that happening maybe if they win a Super Bowl?
Brady's not leaving the organization.
Well, he won't leave, but do you think it's possible that the two of them, should the Super Bowl... should they get there and win, that the two of them as a tandem will be done, that they will go out on top, both of them?
Yes. Yeah, it could happen.
I think yes.
Do you think Belichick would want to continue after Brady just to prove he can still win without Brady?
I was told that, as you remember, by an unnamed anonymous source. clear my throat.
Come on.
That is oftentimes the source of the problem between the two of them, if there is one, is that each would like to prove that they do not need the other,
right,
to be successful.
I don't need you.
That's correct. All right. Well, what do you want to talk about news-wise?
You guys call us sensitive.
News-wise.
There is a man in Des Moines who got the bright idea to build a bomb while he was eating at a sushi restaurant yesterday because he thinks threats aren't taken seriously in this country these days.
Oh, really?
Well, thank you.
No one called the police on the guy, so he called them on himself.
Well, I think he was right then.
Yeah,
I guess the man proved his point.
Right. Social experiment.
Yeah.
The guy's 40, by the way. It looked kind of like a homemade hand grenade, what he was building. So when the police did arrive, they said the device was live. If it had gone off, it could have killed anyone within a 10-foot radius.
Wow.
This is Des Moines Police Sergeant Paul Parizek.
It was legit. When they tested it to see if it would explode, it did. He gave us a story where he is extremely frustrated with our world today and believes that people don't take these types of threats seriously, so he was going to make a point that he could sit somewhere and construct a device, and hopefully somebody would call the police.
They didn't.
It had to be him. Yeah, the guy is right. The man was right.
This is exactly why we need that cut-the-wire game.
Right.
Target pulled off
the shelf. They needed a kid to rush in.
You stand up and say, anyone here ever play cut-the-wire?
They needed a kid to come in and say,
yep.
All right, what else?
So we've got a little situation locally where a Massachusetts lawmaker is accused of groping a colleague.
What?
Yes. Now, the allegations stem from an orientation cocktail hour for newly elected lawmakers that happened last month. And Representative Paul McMurdy, who is a Democrat out of the Dedham area, was alleged to have basically goosed a woman, grabbed her butt.
A new elected legislator?
An incoming legislator, yeah.
Initiation?
What? That's not right.
Well, several individuals reportedly witnessed it. Many others heard about it secondhand. Now, this guy was previously chairman of the House Personnel Committee. He's part of House Speaker Bob DeLeo's leadership team. So they did refer the situation, the matter, to an outside consultant, Cynthia Farquhar. She said that the allegation was, quote unquote, plausible. McMurdy has denied vehemently the allegations. He said he welcomes a full investigation.
Huh. Good for him.
They should have called it an Octail K party instead of the other word, because he obviously, the guy got confused.
Doesn't the guy read the news? He's a state senator.
Yeah. No, he doesn't. He doesn't read
Come
it.
Come on, buddy.
Right. What else?
A group of five bros got kicked off their bro trip after what they pulled on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship in the Bahamas. You may have seen this. One of them jumped off the 11th floor into the ocean last week. That's over a 100-foot drop.
You're kidding me.
Not at all.
Were they trying to go viral?
Yes, they were.
Okay.
Okay.
Where was the crew? Did you say Royal Caribbean?
Yeah.
Where were they going?
Bahamas.
Oh, to the Bahamas. Yeah. Okay. Did you say that? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So he jumped off. 11 stories up.
Yep.
They had to stop the cruise ship, assuming, and go rescue him.
They booted all five dudes off the ship.
Okay.
They've been banned from Royal Caribbean cruises for life.
We have some audio for this. This is the actual video of them doing it, Shu. Is that
this
correct?
This is the jump part.
Okay.
Yeah. Do it! Oh, my God!
Oh, bros.
Now, we also have some Snapchat audio in which they are talking about how they were dumped in the Bahamas, I guess, and not allowed back. And they're going to need to be rescued by their dads, their daddies.
So now I'm being interrogated, and Nick is not allowed back onto the ship. So he has to fly home from Nassau.
Well, what do you think
was
going to happen?
Seriously, thank God you weren't in friggin' North Korea.
Nitwit.
Like, really?
No.
Open
you know
bar.
What? It's okay to inconvenience everybody on the cruise in the name of getting some great video content.
Right? Come on.
Not cool, brah.
Yeah, brah.
Brah. All right. Well, now, if you get banned from Royal Caribbean, can you ever... Is it like Fenway or Walmart, where you're banned for life, or can you redeem yourself?
No.
Can you ever? He can't go on a cruise on Royal Caribbean
not
ever
Royal
for
Caribbean.
His whole
he's
life.
Have to go to Norwegian. Well, or some other.
Just blew his chance for getting the Noro.
Good weight loss plan for Jan. 1.
Yeah, that's true.
Jan. 1.
All right, Danielle, thank you. Coming up, I have some tickets to give away for Pop Evil. We will do those before the show ends at 10. Mantown. Why do I keep saying that? Millennial Olympics. Millennial Olympics tomorrow morning on this show. And there's news today that a majority of young adults are more familiar with emojis than they are with the tire pressure warning light in their vehicle.
Totally believable.
They were asked by Goodyear to identify the tire pressure warning light, and not an awful lot of them knew it. 88% of young adults were able to identify the eye roll emoji. However, there were 51% of millennials that were only 51% that were able to identify the tire warning light. So
it looks like a potato masher or an award to me.
Yeah.
It's got the little curves on the top and the slats on the bottom. So
they just
like,
need to come up with maybe some sort of a better, you know, representation of the tire.
A tire, maybe.
Of the tire.
Oh, that's it.
Or
millennials shouldn't just read their manual.
Or Google, what does this symbol mean?
I don't know.
Which they could literally do from their phone in the vehicle while it's not moving.
Yes, they could. They could. You're right about that. It is 9:39, and it is going to be sunny today, and the temperature is going to get into the upper 20s. Shu, we have the Hillman Huddle with Hogan tomorrow at 7.
Yes.
And then we'll get the Millennial Olympics underway.
Yes.
Because texters are asking what time. So 7:20.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds good.
And we have assembled countless ancient technological artifacts that the Olympians will have to identify. There is a physical task portion of the Millennial Olympics in which they will be asked to perform a certain task.
Mm.
And there is a question and answer segment during the Millennial Olympics tomorrow morning. And we have six contestants between the ages of 22 and 30. Is that about what the about where they fall?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Tune in for that tomorrow morning. Also on tomorrow's show, in addition to the Hillman Huddle, we will share with you LB's greatest moments of the week. There is a new Michael Jackson documentary, which is going to debut at Sundance.
So I'm not watching this on the heels of the R. Kelly documentary. Is that what you're telling me?
It's called Leaving Neverland.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Or Never Leaving Land. And the reason I bring this up is that on a podcast, Macaulay Culkin was asked yesterday about his somewhat odd relationship with the King of Pop, the late King of Pop. And Macaulay Culkin on this podcast continued to say what he has always said, which is there was nothing odd about a grown-ass man being best friends with a young boy. And here is what Macaulay Culkin said.
At the end of the day, it's almost easy to try to say, oh, it was like weird or whatever. But it wasn't, because we were friends. It's like one of my friendships that people question only because of the fact that he was the most famous person in the world. Here's the thing is that for me, it was a normal, like, you know, it was a normal friendship.
You buy into that?
I would believe it.
You would?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that was when he was on top of his game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
With the Home Alones, and he had Bank, and
yes,
I mean, you know, fun place for a kid to go and play, and you know, I don't think Michael acted like.
Well, he had sleepovers though.
Yeah,
I mean, is that weird? I was
a little bit.
I
don't think he. You know what? He may have done something with other kids, but Macaulay Culkin at that time, like LB said, top of the world. The Home Alone movies, right?
Yeah.
And everybody knew who he was. Would he take a risk by going with someone who was so high profile and attempting something there?
Yeah.
I believe something happened there with children.
Huh.
What, with Michael? Oh, yeah. I mean,
they just have all these random kids sleep over for no reason.
Yeah.
That's a little odd.
No. Most adults are not having sleepovers with lots of children.
No.
Not any. It looks like Macaulay Culkin is, for a while there, he was in disarray.
Yeah.
But seems like he's doing better now.
He looked like a corpse for a while.
Yeah, he did. He looks good now, though.
He does. He looks much better.
Did you see the reboot, commercial Home Alone thing that they did?
I think that was awesome.
Over the holidays. That was really good.
Was it Geico that did that? Or
No, it was not. It wasn't Geico.
I think Google Home, maybe.
What was it?
I think it was Google Home. Maybe.
Yes, it was. Yes, yeah. Yes. And that was, it was excellent. This is Andy on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Greg and guys. How are you?
What's going on?
Hey, here it might be a good question. I saw it on I kind of forgot, but I saw it in a movie the other night. Maybe a good question for the millennials is ask what used to plug into the socket in the car in the old days. Uh-huh. I mean, we don't even have the tray anymore.
Yes,
but,
yes,
yes. It used to come in handy for the little hash pieces.
Yes.
She would know.
What?
She would know. Yeah. But that might be a good question. I bet they have no idea what that is. What used to go into that socket?
The Yeah, it's been hard to obtain all of the items that we want because some you just can't find. One that I actually referred to on the show earlier this morning has been almost impossible to find, which is shocking to me. I thought we would be able to get our hands on one of those that I mentioned earlier. Mm. Not the paper form of it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm having a hard time.
You have to
time.
Talk in signals. Hold on.
Yeah.
Do you read?
We don't want to give it away.
Can I give you a hand signal?
I can study up. Oh, is that what that was?
I got a hand signal for you, Shu.
Hey, put that down. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You think there'd still be some around somewhere.
Here is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
By the way, Jeff.
Yes.
Earlier today, somebody mentioned via text that you should have been included in the most annoying caller poll that Danielle did on Twitter.
He's too nice.
Yeah, Jeff brings good cider. He's a nice guy.
I said that to Danielle, too, but she didn't respond.
Oh, get in line.
What's up, Jeff?
Basically.
Hey, so Macaulay Culkin and Michael Jackson. Yes. JFK had a great friend, too.
Well, that is true. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure that...
I'm so uncomfortable.
I mean, I think Macaulay Culkin would say it if... unless he... unless he doesn't
I don't
even
know about that.
No way.
Mm-hmm. No?
No.
Oh.
If that was
career down the tube.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, his career isn't exactly, huge right now.
Right.
What would he have to lose?
Well, any work in the future. Besides the fact that...
He would have been victimized. Right? If anything happens.
Why wouldn't he get work? They're going to have the law is going to want to sit him down and depose him. He has to do that under oath. Was he there with other kids and watched Michael leave the room not knowing what happened? And then he's out playing in the back riding a horse.
Okay.
And Michael's in there with four kids.
No.
Was it always just Michael and Macaulay?
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think he would have said something I mean, Michael Jackson's dead.
Doesn't matter.
Why would he
may not want, it may have been traumatic enough for him that he wouldn't want to address it.
That he wouldn't mention it?
Yeah.
This is Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
What's up, Ryan?
So I was hoping you could clarify on the whole millennial thing, because according to the internet, we all know the internet has all the truths. I'm a millennial. I was born in 83.
Yes.
But I know what all this stuff is. So is there like a real definition of what millennials are?
So there's Gen Y, which is would be the younger aged millennials. Those are 22 to 29 or something, I believe, right?
Gen Y is millennial across the board. They just changed the name later.
No, they're okay. I thought there was a segment of the millennials. There's a segment. I thought there was a segment of that generation that is the younger portion.
I'll double check on that. But as far as I've always seen, it used to be Gen X, which is like us. Then Gen Y was the next one, which they changed to millennials because it was more fitting with the overlap of, the millennium coming and the technology and everything.
I hate being grouped into that. I really do.
Why?
Because it's just like all this stuff people talk about, like millennials don't know this, don't know that. Like I know what a cigarette lighter is and from the car, and I know all this stuff. So it's just like it's odd being grouped into these young kids when I'm 35,
I mean, do you know how to operate a can opener?
Oh, I sure do.
Okay,
I know how to operate an old can opener without the
little
turkey on it.
Captain Topper.
Yeah. This is Bubba. Hello, Bubba.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up, Bubba?
LB,
great to have you back, brother.
Yeah, great to chat with you.
So the whole thing with Macaulay Culkin and Michael Jackson, I mean, Michael was a child superstar. What if he saw that with Macaulay and said, you know what, I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to, be here for you when it's crazy, when everyone wants a piece of you, because I know what it's been like.
Yes. I think the thing with Michael Jackson was that he never had a childhood.
Right.
And his dad, was not a nice person and forced him into being in the Jackson 5. And you know, he, I think that it's possible that a part of the reason why he liked to hang out with kids theoretically is because he had no childhood and had, and any childhood that he had was traumatic.
Right.
I get that part of it, but I don't necessarily, I mean, I don't know. Why was he paying people off left and right? But then you could say that, you know, nothing happened with the women that R. Kelly is paid off. He
right.
just R. Kelly
he's just
had
generous.
To, he just he's that's a generous. Not generous.
Guy. Michael Jackson just, was a generous guy.
He had to just make it go away because he didn't want to. You know, I don't know. I guess this documentary may show us something that we don't know. It's called Leaving Neverland, and it premieres at Sundance, and then I'm sure it'll be on Netflix or Hulu right afterward. This is James. Hello, James.
Morning, everybody.
What's up, James? What's going on?
So, something that you guys might not have known, Macaulay Culkin is actually the godfather of Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris.
Oh, wow.
He's the godfather of his daughter. Interesting.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. She's. He was 18 when he became her godfather.
Wasn't for a good period of time Macaulay Culkin smashing Mila Kunis?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's, he was.
She just talked about that this past year, didn't she? In an interview, like referencing her time dating him, or was it him?
That's
it,
one.
Yeah. Came up yep. about
yeah,
that
it was
recently.
Him. Isn't that when he went off the deep end?
That's one of those odd pairings
yeah.
that one finds where one person does not necessarily fit the other.
She said back in June that she was responsible for their breakup because she was an a-hole, and now she feels bad about it.
Well, why doesn't she go back with him then?
Well, she's,
is she married?
She's kind of busy, right?
Is she married to somebody?
Kuchar.
Oh, yeah. So she feels bad. She was a jerk. And she feels, I wonder if Melissa Philbrick feels, ever has the same feeling.
Always have to bring it back to you,
Florida.
Don't you?
Do you think she does?
I'm willing to bet a lot of money she doesn't.
It's really?
You don't think she looks across the breakfast table at Pool Magnate with a look of disdain
probably.
And disgust on her face and says, man, I wish I were eating some delicious nut butter toast with Greg Hill.
This is Jared. Hello, Jared.
How you doing, Greg?
What's up, Jared?
I had an idea for the Millennium Olympics, but
I don't want to give it away. What?
I had an idea for the Millennium Olympics. I'll pick you up, speaker. There you go. Can you hear me better?
Yeah. My concern with this is that it's something else that we have already that we're going to do, and you're going to give it away right now.
Right. Well, that's why I asked to be talked to off air. But
I didn't get that. I didn't get that. Why don't you ask your question, and then you can hang up, and I'll answer it off air.
That would be very brilliant on your part.
All right. What were you going to suggest?
I was going to suggest when you're recording a tape, a blank tape, that's very easy or whatever for us.
I have to cut you off. You may reveal something that I don't want revealed before the Olympians arrive. On the field of battle, in the theater of battle tomorrow morning.
I have those anxiety willies right now, like when a friend knows something that they're not supposed to say in front of another friend, but they don't know they're not supposed to say it, and you know they're about to say it, and you're like, no, don't say it.
All right, well, tomorrow on the show, Hillman Huddle at 7 with Chris Hogan of the New England Patriots before they put on the scuba suits and head off to Arrowhead for the AFC Championship game. We will get everything Chris Hogan's got tomorrow morning at 7. Then we'll begin the Mantown Olympics, the Millennial Olympics. That will occur throughout the show tomorrow. And we'll also get LB's greatest moments of this week on the show tomorrow morning. We will start at 6. Hope you'll be here for that. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast. This texter says, odd pairing, you and Mrs. Hill. I'm pretty handsome.
I'm pretty handsome, pretty witty,
pretty intelligent.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I get it. maybe I married up, but I've outdone myself in several areas. So leave me out of this odd pairing discussion. Full show podcast, WAF.com. You can get it there, download and listen to any show, any hour from any day, or you can also get it from the radio.com app. Before we go, I got a pair of tickets to give away for Pop Evil at the Paradise on January 30th. If you are the seventh caller right now at 617-764-9223, that is the Framingham Ford Studio line. Call now. And if you're the seventh caller, you win tickets to go see Pop Evil. You also qualify for the grand prize, and you get to meet the band. You get VIP tickets, meet the band, and a Swagtron swag cycle. We'll be back tomorrow. Up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.